We'll go through simple introductions here. We also have, and I was talking with the lead from our Democratic friends as well, we also have some rules that we're going to go over, and it's more for just courtesy and an outline, if you will. And so we'll be reviewing those as well and then talk about the upcoming meetings. So with that, on the introduction side, my name is Rod Hamilton, and I'm a pork producer by trade. And I've served up here for the last 6 years, starting my fourth term. So I know many of you. Welcome to the committee as well. For some of you, that's the first time. And, you know, as far as my background in agriculture, I grew up in town, and idle hands get in trouble, you know. I had an uncle in Minnesota that said, kid, I'm going to move you to Minnesota, throw you on a farm, and work you hard. So he moved me, my earring and my mullet, up to Minnesota, and had me slopping hogs and milking cows periodically for a neighbor, and that's how I got my start in agriculture. And I tell you what, it's provided a wonderful opportunity for me and my family, along with many other folks as well. So we are, unlike previous chairs, I'm not going to call you on what high school you went to, and you don't have to name the mascot. That was one request, I think, that Representative Schimansky had. So, however, one thing that Representative Schimansky brought up, he said that between myself, hogs are well represented, and between my CA, horses are well represented, and he says, make sure you don't forget about the fruits and nuts. So. Representative Schimansky, we won't forget about that as well. So, again, thank you, everybody. And with that, I will ask for an introduction from the Vice Chair, Representative Anderson.
Thanks, Mr. Chair, and good morning, everybody. Nice to see a large committee. This is my second term here in St. Paul. I am an active farmer. I think I saw one statistic that there are six farmers in the House, and I would think that most of them are here on this committee. I run about 900 acres back in Pope County is where I live, raise corn, soybeans, and wheat. I used to raise cattle, but when the kids left home, there was nobody left to chase the cows, so they went shortly thereafter as well. Served on the Ag Committee the last session, our last term, and enjoyed it very much. It's really a nonpartisan committee. We all have the same basic understanding of how important ag is to our state's economy. And we can do a lot of good things if we just keep that in mind. So welcome to all of you, and it's going to be a fun year. Thanks.
All right, thank you. And Representative Eakin, please
thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And my name is Kent Eakin. I'm from Northwest Minnesota, District 2A. That's the counties. I represent all of Norman County, all of Mahnomen County, most of Becker County, southern parts of Polk and Clearwater County. And I live 3 miles west of Twin Valley on the home farm that my great-grandfather started. So it's a fourth-generation farm, and it's just became a century farm this last year. So I've been in the family for a long time, and I'm raising my four children there. My wife, Lori, and I are. And my brother's actually the one that farms all the land around us now. I help him out some, but he's the active farmer in the family. And I do have some livestock. I have a couple of donkeys that I'm raising out there that I use in parades. So I guess donkeys are represented here, too. So we got, and their names are Floyd and Bertha. But that's about all I've got as far as farming activity right now. But thank you.
Well, welcome. Welcome to the committee. Why don't we just go right around. Representative Falk, welcome to the committee, and we had a conversation earlier, and so I would like to stress that. Welcome to the committee.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, and it's great to be here. I think I'm actually the only actively farming member of the DFL caucus. I've got 113 acres of farmland I just recently purchased, so I've got 30 years of mortgage payments ahead of me, so that's exciting. I also farm with my dad. He runs about 600 acres of small grains and soybeans. We do specialty work, a lot of research, developing varieties with the University of Minnesota. We also run a cleaning plant, so we export to Japan, Korea, different countries in Europe. And then I also have a few cows to keep me busy, too.
Again, welcome. Representative Ward?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and congratulations.
Thank you.
My name is John Ward. I represent District 12A up in Crow Wing County, Brainerd, Baxter, Crosbarrington, Nisswa, just north of Representative Lemire over there. I'm starting my third term down the legislature. I've never been on the Ag Committee, and I'm looking forward to a new experience and to a new learning curve for myself. I'm not sure if I represent the fruit or the nut part here. I'm not sure which the nut part is out.
Excuse me, members, always go through the chair. Thank you.
In my district, though, we do have several significant farm operations. The Borden Farm, maybe some of you have heard of the Borden Farm in the state. They have a nice operation there. With Wynn Borden, actually was a former legislator for many years down here. And then we have also a farm called The Farm that produces organic food for many of our local restaurants in our area, and it's a great operation. Our Region 5 committee has taken on foods as agenda item as well. And then I guess in closing, I'd say that we also have a school farm, a high school farm that was operational. We have a great FFA program, and our two educators, Denise and Mike Reeser, were Ag Educators of the Year two or three or four years ago, somewhere recently. And our school farm is a wonderful, wonderful asset to our community, where many, many of our high school students learn about ag and the farming industry, and it's now become kind of a community/school farm. So very excited to be here, and thank you for the opportunity.
Well, thank you, Representative Ward. And we're talking about that school farm, and one of the things that I think we'll focus on is ag literacy. And so we're talking about possibly contacting those individuals and having them come down and testify in front of the committee about who they are and what they do. So, and your background in education, you'll play a huge part in that whole ag literacy piece as well. So welcome. So, Representative Purcell.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I'm John Purcell. I represent District 4A, North Central Minnesota, parts of Cass, Beltrami, Itasca counties. I grew up farming. I had a conversation a little earlier with Chair Hamilton, and we shared some of the same backgrounds there. I haven't been on the farm since I went in the military about 40 years ago. So, but much to my wife's chagrin, I enjoyed raising hogs on my little acreage just for the meat, and that can get messy, as anybody knows. We've got some substantive ag in my district, some cow-calf operations, and of course we've got timber's a pretty big deal up there. So I look forward, I'm glad to be on the committee, and look forward to working with all of you and in promoting agriculture.
Well, thank you, and we both grew up in Iowa, so us Iowans, we need to hang together, right? Representative Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I represent District 1B, half of Marshall, parts of Pennington, most of Polk, and all of Red Lake, which is a very ag area. The biggest agricultural business there probably is American Crystal Sugar, of which I am a member of. I am a farmer and raise soybeans, sugar, and wheat. But I've also had the access of hogs. My brothers have an FFA project, and I've gone over and helped clean the barns. I don't think I've ever had so much manure on me, but anyway, it happened to help my siblings.
We'll talk to you in May.
Yes, yes.
Only teasing.
No. Anyway, I grew up on a farm too, so ag is definitely my heritage. So.
Well, welcome. Representative Franzen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good morning. I'm Mary Franzen, and I represent District 11B. My agricultural background, we had a 80-acre so-called hobby farm growing up. Was a member of 4-H way back when, Saginaw Swamp Rants. And so that's where my experience comes from, just hobby farming. But agriculture is extremely important to Todd County, and we have quite a few meatpacking plants. And so I look forward to working on issues that matter most to my district, and thanks for having me on board.
Thank you. Welcome. Representative Poppy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Jean Poppy. I represent District 27B, and that includes the city of Austin. And the biggest thing out of Austin would be Spam, and would be a large agribusiness company, Hormel, meatpacking company, Fortune 500 company. And certainly that's a big part of my district. But we have other organic farmers. We have wind farms. We have, you know, crops and ethanol people. And so it's quite a variety of things. I grew up on a farm outside of Houston, Minnesota, so southern Minnesota, southeastern Minnesota, and went to the University of Wisconsin River Falls, which is known as a pretty ag-based college. And happy to be here once again. I wasn't on the committee the last term, but I'm glad to be back because this is an important committee for me. Thanks.
Thank you. Welcome. My wife's from Mabel, Minnesota, so pretty close to Houston.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. So Representative Fritz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. I am Patty Fritz. I represent parts of Rice and Steele County. I also came in with Representative Hamilton. I'm serving in my fourth term. This will surprise, I think, a few people, but I actually grew up on a small dairy farm, and I would have to be honest and say it was a hobby farm as well. So we had everything, cows, horses, ponies, pigs, chickens, ducks, all of those things. And so I had a great, great childhood growing up in Northfield, Minnesota. And right across from one of our fields was the sign that said Northfield, town of cows, colleges, and contentment. And I'd like to share that with all of you. So I'm very happy to be here. This will be a big learning curve for me again as well, because I've served the last 40 years as a nurse in the nursing home industry. And I married a city slicker, so we'll both learn from this committee. Thank you for having me.
And Representative Fritz, your husband's a wonderful man, so I use him for some political advice as well when we come out of the apartment building and whatnot, run into him. So.
Thank you.
So, member, Representative Vogel.
Hello. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Bruce Vogel. I'm from District 13B, which is Candiwai County, Wilmer. I live just outside of town on 5 acres. It's not a hobby farm, but farming is in my blood. It's my background. I grew up on a small farm in southwest Minnesota. My parents still live on the home farm place, and we had everything for the dairy, the hogs, the chickens, and we custom baled hay and straw all summer long. So we had a good time working. I grew up with 3 brothers and 1 sister, so it was truly a family farm. I come from, the Wilmer area is large in the poultry industry, as you know, and so I just look forward to being on this committee and seeing what we can do to better the state for Minnesota agriculture.
So, welcome. Representative Torkelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Paul Torkelson. I represent District 21B, including all of Brown County, part of Redwood County, and part of Watonwan County, where I live. I own and operate the farm that my great-grandfather started in 1878. We raise, on 1,400 acres, we raise corn, soybeans, and we have a hog finishing facility. And I'm very happy to be starting my second term in the Minnesota Legislature.
So, thank you. Representative Hosh.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Representative Larry Hosh. I represent District 14B, which is essentially in the middle of Minnesota, and I represent the central part of Stearns County. Stearns County is the number one dairy county in the entire state, and we actually have more dairy cows than any county in Wisconsin, so it's a pretty significant part of our economy. Outside of that, we are also a growing area, so we're dealing with the challenges and the opportunities of agriculture intermixed with what you could say is suburban growth with the outskirts of St. Cloud. This is my fourth term, and this is my third term now on the A committee. So 3 out of 4 terms I've been on the A committee, and I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. Thank you. Welcome. Representative Schumacher.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Joe Schumacher. I'm from Laverne. I represent District 22A, which is Rock, part of Nobles, Murray, and Pipestone County. I'm the district that borders South Dakota and Iowa, and I'm excited to be here.
Welcome. Representative Swazinski.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I represent 21A. My name is Chris Wozinski. That's Lyon County and the northern three quarters of Redwood County. I farm with my brother Kevin on Highway 68 between Taunton and Porter, Minnesota, if you ever heard of those two metropolises. We raise corn, wheat, beans, and alfalfa, and also have a cattle lot that we custom finish and finish some of our own there. So thank you.
Very nice. Welcome. So we'll move down to Representative Schmansky.
I thought we'd just rotate around the table, Mr. Chairman. But
make sure you're not sleeping, my friend.
District 18A, McLeod and a portion of Meeker County. I noticed Representative Erdahl is not on the committee this year, and so I'll volunteer to take his place as the dairy promoter from central Minnesota.
Well, yeah. Well, we have another dairy promoter right over here with Representative Hosh, and we have the fruits and nuts already represented
right.
with you.
I'm getting to the fruits.
I'm only kidding.
I don't market any nuts, but I'm an apple grower. I've been in the apple business for 14 years now and have a 12-acre apple orchard at Silver Lake. But I've also got a small farm where I raise beef cattle, cow-calf operation. And I, too, grew up on a small farm. We wouldn't call it a hobby farm back then. My dad raised seven children on a 100-acre farm with cows, hogs, chickens, ducks, you name it. If it was edible, we were growing it. Cucumbers, I don't know, I haven't heard anybody say they pick cucumbers in their adolescence, but that was one of our farming endeavors as well. But this is my third term in the legislature, third term on the Ag Committee, and I'm looking forward to doing some great things for the ag economy and rural Minnesota in general. We should not forget that we also represent the rural economy of Minnesota, and so we got to, you know, take care of our small towns and help them, grow, bring those homegrown kids back to the farming communities, and stimulate growth in outstate Minnesota.
Very well said. Thank you, Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and the Chair and I roomed together in freshman orientation. It seems like just yesterday.
It does, doesn't it?
I represent the small cities of Mendota, Lilydale, the cities of West St. Paul, South St. Paul, and Mendota Heights, and a little bit of Eagan. And everyone has been talking about the producers. I know we've got a number of new folks here. If any of you would like to eat in my district, we'd be welcome to have you come to there's a lot of good restaurants. It's close to town, and we'd be happy to have you there. I think I'm representing the suburban or urban area on the committee. My background, though, is my master's degrees in soil management from Iowa State. I worked at the Minnesota Department of Agriculture for about 17 years in the pesticide licensing area. I own over 500 acres of land that I'm actively involved in the management of in Fillmore and Freeborn counties, and my brother farms in Freeborn County. So happy to work with you on a lot of the issues that affect my district and elsewhere in the state.
Thank you. Welcome, Representative Hansen. Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Been wanting to get on this committee for quite some time. This is my ninth term. I represent House District 19A, which is located in Wright County, just to the west of the Twin Cities, about, from I-494 corridors, about 26 miles. We're just kind of outside the... But the Met Council and the suburban area wants to move out to our area because the eastern part of Wright County is basically all housing developments and commercial and industrial coming in. So I have my area now where I've been pushed into, which represents Buffalo, Monticello, Clearwater, and Maple Lake. That's probably the only ag part of our area, the western part. So we're slowly getting pushed out as the metro area moves up I-94 towards St. Cloud. But I was born and raised on a dairy farm in East Bethel, Anoka County, just north of the Twin Cities here, about 45 miles. And we raise cows and pigs and chickens and ducks and geese and know what it's like to milk cows by hand when the electricity goes out. Not very fun. So it's been a long time looking forward to being on the committee, and hopefully I can add to and listen to the rest of the experienced people here, and long for agriculture to come back to my area, at least even if the fruits and nuts flourish. I don't care.
Thank you and welcome. Representative Kath.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Corey Kath represent District 26A, which is the cities of Owatonna and Waseca, or Waseca County, as well as parts of Steele County. So happy to be here in my second term and also my second term on the Ag Committee. So looking forward to working with you on all the endeavors that we have within this committee. My background in ag is that I come from a township. I grew up in a township. Meriden is a small little community, and kind of interesting that it's an area on a railroad, just like many townships had, but have a large granary within that community where my family actually ran a propane gas business for a lot of farmers, as well as livestock feed. And so family was on that end of ag, as well as a lot of family members that do farm and have dairy operations. For myself, though, my father also is an auctioneer, and so did a lot of farm auctions and things. So if you catch me talking really fast, it's because that's the only way he can listen, too. So, yeah. So I've come from that spectrum, but by trade, I'm a teacher, and I work really hard to keep our ag education programs really strong in our area. I'm serving on a foundation that works within a lot of our local school districts to make sure we fully fund ag education. I look forward to working on that.
Wonderful, Representative Kath. I tell you, that's some of the things that are extremely important when we're talking about ag literacy. So it's exciting to hear that you have that agriculture and also that education background along with Representative Ward. So that's the key. And also, I believe some very good friends of mine, they told me that they are your cousins or relatives, the Schraders. They live in my district. So, yeah, good friends.
There's a lot of Schraders around our area, Mr. Chair.
That's right. So welcome to the committee. Representative Lemire.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Mike Lemire. I'm from Little Falls. I represent District 12B, which consists of mostly of Morrison and Crow Wing counties, or most of Morrison County, parts of Crow Wing County. I have no personal background in agriculture, but my grandfather spent his life on the farm. My brothers and I own a plumbing and heating business, and we do bend up a lot of tin to help repair the combines and the gravity boxes and stuff like that. So we speak to them quite often, and as we all know, when the farms are having economically are in a downturn, we know that the state of Minnesota goes on life support, so we got to do all that we can to get agriculture to be the best that it can be, and I'm honored to be on your committee.
Thank you and welcome. You also understand that when the agriculture economy is thriving, your business probably thrives as well. Is that correct? Yes. Thank you. Welcome. Representative McElfatrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Carolyn McElfatrick, and I represent District 3B up north. It's a portion of Itasca County and all of Aiken County. On a personal level, I grew up on a farm in southern Minnesota just south of Austin. And although I'm a nurse by education, now retired, I am very much supportive of Minnesota agriculture. And recognize the importance that it plays in our economy. In my district, we have farmers. You think of us maybe more as lakes and logging, but we have farmers and cattlemen up there. So I'm very happy to be on this committee. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. And welcome. Representative Morrow.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Terry Morrow. I represent District 23A, which is Nicollet County and half of Sibley County. And to paraphrase from another member, I represent more pigs than people in my district. And I think it's great, Mr. Chair. I think my rough count is about 25 members on this committee, which would suggest about one-fifth the legislature is in here.
So, Representative Morrow is 22 members, so yeah.
So we'll go to one-sixth, I think a good sign of the importance of agriculture, and I'm glad to see such a great diversity of expertise here, as you have mentioned. I'm glad that you've mentioned agriculture education. Certainly our 2- and 4-year colleges are trying to increase or maintain ag education, including South Central College. I also have New Sweden Dairy in my district, which provides veterinary training for University of Minnesota students. I know that we'll get a chance to talk about other issues, including transportation issues that are facing the ag industry. Looking forward to talking about locally grown foods, and thank you very much for having me on the committee.
Thank you, Representative Morrow. So we also have members here that make all of us look really good, and so if we could go through some introductions here. I'm proud to have Ms. Joan Harmon on as the committee administrator. So Joni, if you'd like to, excuse me, Ms. Harmon, if you'd like to do an introduction here, please.
I'm Joan Harmon. I've been here full-time since 2003. I used to be the CLA for the Environment Committee back when Chairman Hackbarth had it, and then in the minority had the opportunity to train him and Paul and a few others. I'm excited about the new opportunity. I'm very interested in agriculture. Some of you may or may not know, I have a strong history in equine sports. I traveled around the United States and Canada for over 20 years competing and training and coaching, and I still do that on the weekends. And so you may not always be able to reach me because I'm either at the barn or I'm here, but I'm excited to be here and to work with all of you and to see what we can do.
Thank you. Ms. Westrom.
Chair Hamilton. I'm Linda Westrom. I also have a lot of dirt in my blood. My family is still farming, and I get to go out there quite often, although they don't put me on the tractor at all. Mm-hmm. I just moved here from the Minnesota Department of Agriculture, working for Gene Hugesson, and so this was a wonderful fit, and I'm very glad to be here.
And welcome. We're happy that you're here as well. Ms. Reinholz?
Thank you, Chair. Jim Reinholz. I'm in the House Fiscal Analysis Office. That is the nonpartisan office that provides the financial support for the committee and individual members. Feel free to contact me. Any questions you have, primarily on the budget or any of the other fiscal affairs of the committee? I have been with the legislature, the House Representative, since the early 90s and have been
Well, thank you, and we really appreciate having you serve this committee as well, being a part of this committee as well. The knowledge that you bring is extremely valuable, no question about it. Mr. Sullivan.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members. My name is Colby Sullivan. I work for the Nonpartisan House Research Office. This is my sixth session, and I've worked with the Ag Committee from the beginning. And this committee deals with a lot of important and fascinating policy issues, so it's a job that I really like. In my role in House Research, I'm available to all members to draft bills in the area of agriculture, and also as the committee starts to hear bills, to draft amendments for bills that appear before the committee. We also do policy research. We interface with the agencies to get any information you might need. So please don't hesitate to get in touch with me if you need anything.
Thank you, and I'll just echo what I said to Mr. Reinholz as well. Thank you, and we appreciate you being a part of this committee as well. So, Mr. Kephart.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Adam Kephart. I, as you can probably tell, it's just been a few days, actually, since graduating, so not too long ago. My background, I guess, in agriculture, both my parents and grandparents grew up on farms, one near Keister, Minnesota, down in the south central part of the state. It's a great name. And then my mom out in South Dakota, kind of near Mitchell. Recently, I guess at the university, I did my undergraduate thesis on the political nature of agriculture in terms of Turkey's accession to the European Union. So I kind of got to see the political aspect of agriculture, and I'm very excited to be here working with all of you to see kind of how the rubber hits the road here in Minnesota.
So thank you and welcome. Ms. Conley.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Nancy Conley, and I work with the DFL caucus. I've been here since 1987 doing a variety of things, covering a variety of committees, but it's the first time that I've done ag and rural development, and really looking forward to learning a new area. I grew up in Montgomery, Minnesota, which is the kolachki capital of the world. That might fall into the fruits thing, trying to be relevant. I paid my way through college by working at Green Giant and saw what an important impact that played for a lot of families in Montgomery and the surrounding communities, and just the opportunities that people get by the ag contribution. So thanks, and thanks for your patience as I learn the new area.
Thank you, and welcome, Ms. Conley. And we have a couple pages in here as well, so I'd like to make a quick introduction.
I'm
Very nice. Thank you and welcome. We appreciate all that you do. All that you do. It was interesting, members, serving under Representative Al Junkie. We had the time, and so then he looked towards the audience and asked them to stand up also and introduce themselves and who you represent. And I think because we do have the time, I too am going to ask the members out in the audience to do the same, if we could, please. So we can start here in the very back row on the left-hand side. Wonderful. Welcome. So, Val.
I'm Valerie Garrett, Director of Associates. I represent the
Thank you. Thank you. Tom.
I'm Tom Peterson. I represent the Minnesota Farm
Ms. Paris, I was just going to ask, when you do? That's right. Ms. Cheney.
I'm Quinn Cheney. I work at the Minnesota Department of Agriculture and I'm also the policy director. And I'm the one who will talk to you about the Department of Agriculture and also the person who can call and ask questions about the project.
Thank you. And Mr. Dewar, welcome back to the committee.
Thank you.
So, yeah, appreciate it.
My name is Bob Zolenka. I'm the Executive Director of the Minnesota Grain and Feed Association.
Thank you. Welcome. So we'll move over to this side. Dr. Hartman.
I'm Phil Hartman. I'm the Executive Director of the Board of Animal Health in the State Veterinarian, and we work with protecting the health of the domestic animals in Minnesota, and I'll be providing you with an overview of what the Board of Animal Health does next week. So look forward to working with all.
Thank you. Very nice. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Susan Hegarty, and I'm a writer for Session Weekly and Health Information. The extent of my ag knowledge, so I might want to be one of your students, is my grandmother felt it was important to take us to Neola, Iowa, to her sister's farm. And my job after she wrung the necks of the chickens was to carry them by the feet in the house. And I just, to this day, can't look at that gravy.
It's a part of it.
Good morning. My name is Howard Goldman. I'm the Minnesota State Director for the United States. And I have the bill of tour that the community considers. It's nice to be here at the Good
morning.
Representative. Well, Representative Kulik Jackson, it's good to see you, and welcome to the Ag Committee.
Thank you.
I'm Neil Searle. I represent Second Harvest Heartland, which is the region of Blue Bay. And it's a pleasure to be on this committee again. And the privilege of the first time I've served in the Department of Agriculture and Agriculture. So I see several of you in the on the committee who are donors to either Second Harvest or Blue Bay. So
thank you for all that you do. Appreciate it. Very nice. Welcome.
Good morning. I'm Allison Carroll. I'm an independent lobbyist, and today I'm here representing Golden Pump Poultry. I grew up on a farm in southern Minnesota, just outside of Olympia.
I'm Tony Pullis. I'm a contract lobbyist. I represent the Minnesota Chamber of Commerce on agriculture and environment natural resources issues, and I also represent the Minnesota Health Freedoms Association.
Thank you. Thank you. So I think that pretty much covers everybody in the room, right? So I'll thank you, everybody, and welcome. And again, I look forward to working with everybody on this, all the issues that will be coming before us. Members, next on the agenda, we do have on back of the on the back of your agenda sheet is just a simple outline as far as rules. And I know in the past many members have said, or many chairs have said, the rule is we have no rules, when in all reality we did have rules. From my experience in one of the earlier committee meetings, I think that it is helpful, especially for some of the new members, just to kind of go through these quickly here. The first one, all rules and parliamentary procedures for this committee are specified as the rules of the House of Representatives and Mason's manuals. Does everybody have a copy of this?
Sorry.
Don't you? Okay. Do you have another copy? I have a copy. Okay. Maybe a separate sheet in there too, Representative Poppy. That's okay. So the second one, as far as the committee, it just sets the time when we're going to be meeting from 10:15 until noon. We are scheduled Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. There are going to be a few days that we don't meet, so we'll keep you updated when those days are, obviously. There's a few events that are coming up here in the near future. If a member is going to be absent, please just let either Ms. Harmon or Ms. Westrom know so we can get you excused. The discussions, as far as during the discussions, please channel everything through the chair. I served on one committee a little bit earlier where a few new members forgot, went through the chair, and then the professional decorum, if you will, that we'll have in here as well. So we have testifiers, of course, Mr., Ms., et cetera, instead of Pete, Ed, George, just out of respect and common courtesy. As far as the determine the time needed for debate, you know, that's, again, we all want to make sure that we're done in a timely fashion. And the number of witnesses, the length of time and everything else, we'll want to be able to spell that out to where we're not duplicating, if you will. Again, just being aware of everybody's time here so that we can proceed in an orderly fashion. Number six, it just duplicates that as well, if you will, the number of witnesses, again, to try to reduce some redundancy, if you will. For amendments and written materials, out of common courtesy to the public and to the staff, we did put a 3 p.m. mark here. Now, we're going to be very liberal on this, Representative Eaton. Very, very liberal on this as well. And again, this is, I was talking with staff about when amendments get great ideas brought up last minute, you know, and handed to the staff, they still have a tremendous amount of work to do to get that amendment ready. And again, this is more of a guideline at this point in time, if we could, just to be courteous of the individuals that need to type these up and get them ready for us. When crunch time comes, we may be a little more rigid, you know, just in the event that we have to move this through as well. But again, this committee has been very, as Representative Anderson, very bipartisan, and I don't see an issue there. Written requests, please, if you submit a bill, submit a written request as well for a hearing. And cell phones, you heard the buzzing early on, and if cell phones are going off, that's where we get the feedback here as well. And Representative Junkie had a rule here. If your phone went off during committee, it was a dollar fine, wasn't it? Representative Hosh, a dollar fine, and if you answered, it was $5. And I think the only one that paid into that were the Jericks, so I don't know. I'm just kidding. And for the new members, too, the save folder. Anything that you want saved, put that in your save folder. Otherwise, it will be removed at the end of the committee meetings. And the folders will need to keep those in the committee as well. And then per diems, aside from this committee, in the event you're going to be requesting a per diem, it needs prior approval as well. Representative Mara.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, I appreciate these rules. I think it is helpful. I wish we had done this a little more thoroughly in my first session, so thank you for putting us down. I also thank you, on especially on number two, on starting meetings promptly. I just thought I'd repeat that because I know I found that troubling. So I do hope that you'll be sticking to starting meetings on time.
Thank you, Representative Morrow. And I will be having a polite conversation with the last committee chair. To make sure that the committees prior to our meeting will have those conversations out of respect for all of our time as well.
And then, Mr. Chair, if I might, yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair. On rule number 7, on the substantive amendments, I suppose I would ask, and maybe you'll be working this out with Representative Eakin, that we can see the amendments because then we can also be prepared to respond. We won't know, for example, whether we need to prepare an amendment unless we see what amendments might be coming up the next day.
So. Thank you, Representative Morrow, and that's a great point. I mean, it's all about transparency, and I think that's what you're asking. Representative Eakin and I will be meeting up again today.
That's correct.
To talk about this, so we'll get that covered as well.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions on those rules? No? All right, wonderful. Anything else, Ms. Harmon? Representative, you just got a demotion. So. All right. Well, friends, like I said, this meeting wanted to just keep it very strictly to the introductions. The next meeting, we do have the commissioner coming in to address the group, and we'll start with agency overviews as well. So, again, if you have any questions or comments, or as a teacher used to say, wise remarks, please give me a call, and I'm happy to answer them any way I can. It's a reminder, there's no meeting tomorrow because it's the One Minnesota. And with that, meeting adjourned.